Hey, this is Portia Hudat Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I am simply on a roll today about the bullying in the schools, and I just wanted to just give it like an update this morning. When I posted earlier, I was really, really, really kind of enraged at some of the things that my children had been telling me over, I mean, school's only been in about 2 or 3 weeks now. And most of the time I try to deal with things internally. Like I tried my best to build my children up because in the end, in the world, what happens is, you know, it's kind of like what we were talking about on the vlogging challenge. If you haven't checked it out, go to itellmyownstory.com and look at yesterday's post, which was talking about hindrances. And one of the things that I was talking about was a major hindrance or fetter that needs to be broken is the mindset that we borrow or foster, or I would say that just kind of rapes us, you know, just takes advantage of our internal way of seeing things, is other people's opinions and ideas or ideologies or even responses to something that we've shared with them. And so a lot of times, you know, the misconception of not sharing everything with everyone because they're haters sounds real cliquish and cliche-ish. It kind of sounds like, okay, I'm still the attitude girl and I can't share this with you because I'm so much better than you and you're going to hate on me. When the truth of the matter is, most of the time when you share something with someone, you do have a circle of people that actually want to see you do well in life. Because, I mean, if you're anything like me, I'm a realist. You know, benefits have blessings. And sometimes being connected to the benefit brings blessing. And so I've always been one of those kind of people. I don't care who makes it, just as long as someone makes it. And Doc and I have that team and ship mentality. It's like, it's me and him against the world. So, you know, it's kind of like winning the lottery. All of a sudden, you could have a job, right? And, you know, before then, two husbands and wives could be arguing about who makes the most money and who should have the most say in the relationship. But if the wife is making, you know, less money and the husband's making more money, he feels like that's a reason to be dominant. But the wife goes out and buys a lottery ticket. All of a sudden, she has $20 million in her pocket, right? All of a sudden, humility comes over the husband. You know, the spirit of love and romanticism comes over the man. And the truth of the matter is, money is not an humbling, it's not an humbling power. Power is an humbling power. Understanding the ability and how it is to be used, understanding fair and justice, understanding who you are and having self-love so that power never dominates you. Because see, most people equate power to money. And so when people have a lot of money, you think that they have the ability to dominate you. And it's the same thing with this bullying thing. It's that they're getting into your mindset and they're using that power to dominate how you feel about yourself. I've often told people, you know what? Please don't call this pride, but every single penny that comes into my household comes from God. I don't care what vehicle he uses. So I don't have to bow down and kiss anybody's rear, for lack of a better term, for a dollar, a dime, or a nickel. Because every penny that comes into my household comes from above. And I understand that. And I understand that he can use any vehicle to bring it. And so all I have to do is stay in the divine will of God. And I know that he will take care of me. Does it mean that I'm just going to have this overflow of, you know, I mean, people just have God and the whole spirituality thing pimped out as a Santa Claus relationship. Church folk won't get on that one. But I will say this, that bullying has everything to do with power and giving someone the ability to take control of your mind and make you think lesser of yourself than you should. And then that becomes a hindrance. It becomes something that is a problem very early on in life. We must teach our children to think for themselves, to have self-love, to understand who they are and whose they are, and not allow someone to just take this space. And after this morning of speaking with one of the so-called bullies, I was able to look straight through that young lady's eyes and realize that she was no different than any one of my children. And all I felt was love. And I wanted to wrap my arms around her. And I gave her my number. I says, look, you know, you call me because whatever it is that's going on, that's causing you to be this way, let's talk about it. Hey, I'm Portia Hudat Chandler. I tell my own story. Do you?